This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russia says we're on the verge of real war. Coming up.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Canadian veteran and political activist Jeremy McKenzie, known as the Raging Dissident, was just notified that he can no longer do banking in Canada.
As part of ending the relationship towards us today, you're not to visit any of the Scotiabank branches or bank premises in person without first getting written consent in advance from the bank, from management. So
I'm banned from the bank.
But it doesn't matter if you are a political activist or an obedient sheep, because the banks are planning on taking all of your money to pay off their debts.
I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But, they're going to be. That's
the FDIC currently has less than $200 billion in assets to insure over $9 trillion. That's just 1.3%. They know that a system collapse is coming, and they are already planning for bail-ins. As trust begins to fail, the people will begin to withdraw their funds, which will only guarantee a banking collapse. This is known as a bank run. In 2012, the International Monetary Fund, known for their reputation of coercion, violence, and extortion, published staff discussion notes entitled From Bailout to Bail-In: Mandatory Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. After the 2008 crisis, the world learned what a bailout is: trillions of taxpayer dollars printed out of thin air to pay off the bankers' bad habits. It was hugely unpopular, but pales in comparison to a bail-in. So what exactly is a bail-in? It is officially obfuscated with elaborate equations, but to put it simply, it is when the bank steals your money directly from your account. They called it haircuts when they did it in Cyprus back in 2013, which the courts later ruled was legit. And a recent video on TikTok shows that the new bail-ins may have already begun.
So I'm the Bank of America and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300 and they're telling me to call customer service.
And they
keep hanging up on people. This is another person here who's also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today and we need our money. And they're already telling us to call customer service. And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account, and they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money, too. This other person is missing money, too. And you missing money, too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them. And this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent. And we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround. Everybody for the same thing, man. Same thing.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Straight ahead. I'm going to lay out all the big pieces, how they try to go to the war in Russia, the poison shots, the new lockdowns, and control of bank runs with bail-in straight ahead.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, since the Bretton Woods Agreement and the end of World War II, the dollar has been the world reserve currency. And powerful forces representing the British Empire and the Rothschild fortunes combined forces with the U.S. elites. This is all in mainline history books. Kerr Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, Zbigniew Brzezinski's books, The Technotronic Era, The Anglo-American Establishment, it's all there. That's another Quigley book. These are the heads of Georgetown Political Science, Harvard Political Science. This is the real world, not the fake political distractions out there they divert us with. And so now here we are 70-plus years later, and the whole thing's coming to an end. They positioned quadrillions of money in real infrastructure, assets, media, total control. Except they don't have the world ID in to bring out their new digital currency that they program and control that tracks and traces and decides where you can spend it. They know that a good 30% of the U.S. public couldn't survive if they weren't in a cash barter economy. I have so many friends, so many people I know, they even have college degrees who work 2-3 jobs apiece, and they couldn't even have money for children if they weren't doing businesses in cash. And that's why, as soon as Biden got in 2 years ago, he just cut off the pipelines and the power and all the rest of it to jack up energy prices to hurt people. He directed the IRS on record to harass people making $40,000 a year or less and spend 95% of the IRS's energy on that, even though people making $40,000 or less pay less than 6% of the taxes. That is to drive people into welfare, drive them into the food lines, and the social credit score, universal basic income. It is total war. So they're not just bombing us with bioweapons and poison shots to weigh down society and collapse it. They're not just cutting off the energy. They're not just imploding the third world and flooding the borders. Not just shipping in fentanyl and creating cultural divides and having the police stand down and defund the police so crime explodes. They're walking us into war with Russia and others, and they need a pretext to have you trained to stay in your house and be locked down under martial law. And so the COVID lockdowns were the training wheels of this, and they've now admitted that. Oh, we may need to lock you down during cyber attacks or during a war or for the earth or the climate. And then only if your smartphone tells you you can leave your house can you leave. Even if you're poor and can't afford one, we'll give you one. This is how communist China has already set up their total tyranny. And so all of this ties together because they have to have a group of global crises, war, famine, collapse, poverty, disease, as the pretext for this new system to emerge. And they're trying to launch it. But if they don't have the public going along right now with them, and if we have governors and presidents and prime ministers scattered across the world, though ragtag, resisting it, the truth is so powerful, they won't be able to launch it. And that's why I'm fighting so hard right now. That's why you're fighting so hard. That's why Tucker's fighting so hard. That's why behind the scenes I'm fighting so hard to educate some of the top podcasters in the world. And I can tell you, behind the scenes, they are educated and are as eloquent as I am
and are starting to go in the direction of exposing him. And that's why, by the grace of God, being this prominent and being well known, I have not just gotten to see how awake the public is, but I've also gotten to be able to know so many prominent people that I've been able to help nudge with the information in the right direction. All glory goes to God and the listeners for keeping us on air. So now we have this development. All over Eastern Europe, places like Hungary, they are removing the pro-NATO military generals. So now you see Hungary and Orban going towards Putin. That's almost getting no news. Meanwhile, we've got Russia and Estonia expelling each other's ambassadors in destroyed relations. Battle lines are being drawn. The Russians are moving defensive missiles encircling major cities like Moscow for full war. Now Lavrov, the foreign minister, the second most powerful person in Russia, who is not one given to hyperbole or saber-rattling, has said Russia and the West are on the verge of real war. The current situation in Ukraine shows that the conflict between Russia and the West can no longer be defined as a hybrid war or a proxy war, but is instead approaching being a real one. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today, well, it's been this since the start, we are at war with Russia. Speaking at a press conference following a meeting with a South African counterpart, Lavrov also noted that the almost real war was something that the West has been preparing for a long time against Russia. The minister claimed that Western powers are seeking to destroy everything Russian, from their language to the culture that existed in Ukraine for centuries, and even forbid people from speaking their own native language, or I would add, being part of the Orthodox Church, the oldest church on earth, Christian Church. Lavrov went on to point out that such practices have become commonplace throughout Ukraine, and the country's last two presidents and the current leader, Vladimir Zelensky, have both turned into presidents of war and Russophobic leaders after gaining power, despite running their presidential campaigns under the promise of establishing peace. The minister also recalled that Ukraine has adopted laws that prohibit using Russian language in education, media, and even everyday life, and that this is all supported by the West, Lavrov said, adding that support extends to neo-Nazi marches and swastikas and symbols banned by Nazi divisions used across the country. Now, why is that important? Because the final piece is going to be banking control. They want to force everybody. They've already beta tested in Europe 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 2013. This is already 10 years ago. They've already tested bail-ins. A bailout is when the government gives billions or trillions to the private banks. A bail-in is when they take it out of your bank account. And they do that so that when you come to your knees, they say, it's okay, we've got a new digital currency that's accepted at these big box stores like Target and Walmart and others. They've already actuated it. They've already announced it years ago. Accept this new digital currency on your phone and your money will still have full value. But first, they're going to panic you and take a bunch of money out of your account. It's already started. There's a Greg Reese report at man.video on it. I'm going to have that video that came out this weekend added to the live show feed at InfoWars.com. And again, the live show feed, every day I write a headline about the general topics of the show, and we post the video and audio feeds of the show there so you can share it. People know what the topic is. And we'll also usually post a few key things that I really want to have attention focused on there. Here's a couple snippets from Greg Reese's report of what happened this last week. This is the FDIC head, and he made similar statements a month ago, saying it will come. They will take the money out of your bank account, but we've got to tell the public beforehand so you don't panic. And then what happened at Bank of America last week, I will open the phones up after we play this clip so you can tell me if you've seen this happen to your bank account or at your bank coming up. But here's the clip.
Conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But, they're going to be.
So I'm a Bank of America, and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300, and they're telling me to call customer service.
And they keep hanging up
on people. This is another person here. He's also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today, and we need our money. And they're already telling us to call customer service.
And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account, and they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money, too. This other person is missing money, too. And he's like, you missing money, too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them. And this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent. And we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround. Everybody for the same thing, man. Same thing.
Now, the reason the globalists all over the world don't want classical talk radio shows or TV shows that are like talk radio on air is because random people can call in with intel from your area that they can shut down and compartmentalize if they have media control. Just like the poison shots or open borders. That's why this show is so vital, because millions will hear your testimony when you call in. And we can check it out and look into it. So when we come back, I'm going to give the number out on this one topic of bail-ins. Have you seen this happen with your bank or any other major anomalies? We'll come back and give the number out straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Skin a bug.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line and a country boy.
And we can also fire up a network to expose the globalists.
Country folks can
and hamstring
fight.
Their ass. We've done it. There's a lot of good old boys out there.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eye.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Hey, globalist, got a little bit of newsflash for you. We got the drop on your ass. Spreading like wildfire. You screwed the pooch. And we say grace, and we say amen.
We say grace, and we say amen.
We ain't into that. We don't give a damn. All right, let's get to the news. They're coming after everybody. Everybody better get that straight, get it straight real quick. But I specifically, in the next two segments, want to take calls only on the subject. You're not going to hold long. I'm going to go right to you. I want to hear if you went into Bank of America or you went into Wells Fargo or you went into Humpty Dumpty Bank. Doesn't matter to me. Did they tell you they didn't have your money in there for you and they're sorry? And did they tell you they're keeping part of your money? Because when you have the FDIC that's got liabilities thousands of percentile above the actual money they've got, and you've got them saying, we got to get the public ready for this. That's exactly how they do it. They start doing it in tests through big banks that work with them to see how the media covers it, to see how the story gets picked up. That's how it got done in Cyprus in 2013, a couple other European countries. Is for about a month or two, we were getting reports that, yeah, people go in and they try to get money out, or they, you know, they have $5,000-$10,000 in their bank account and they try to go rent a car or go to dinner or pay their rent. Pay their electric bill, and then they just say, sorry, you don't have money. They go, what are you talking about? I mean, I put my paycheck in there. I should have $5,000. Sorry, we took it all. Or we took half of it. And then we were on air with guests saying, they're doing a bail-in. They're doing a bail-in. And then, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And then it came out they were doing it. So they followed this pattern that it looks like it's happening again. I mean, when you have the FDIC board saying it's imminent and it's going to happen and get ready for it. And we got to get the public ready for it. And now we start seeing signs of it. I'd say it's a probability. It's already started. So I don't know that, though. I need to hear from you. I don't need you to call and tell me your bank account worked. We hope that's the case. I'm saying if it happened to you, I want to hear from you. 877-789-2539. And then we're going to get your bank name. We don't need your name. We don't need your info. We're going to go and call those banks and ask those banks what's going on. But I need the human intelligence. You're the people on the ground. Did it happen to you? And please, callers, on other subjects, don't call. Or we got one guy answering the phones. The callers that are calling on subject cannot get in. Only if this happened to you. And I hope when we give this number out with millions of people listening, nobody calls. But you saw a whole bank full of people saying they couldn't be given their money. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. On this Monday, January 23rd broadcast, I want to hear from you. All right. I got a bunch of 5G news I'm going to get to later, the latest information. They're definitely getting rid of Biden. Pelosi, all of them have turned against him. He's done. What does that mean? More raids on his house, more searches coming. I mean, they're flushing the toilet on that guy. And before you celebrate, the globalists want this, so they got something far worse ready for you. It's like they just flushed the toilet on Jacinda Ardern over there in New Zealand and just put somebody in as worse. As worse, new word I have. It sounds like Jesse Jackson. As worse. As bad or worse is what as worse, I guess, means. As worse, a new city on the moon. Welcome to as worse. Sounds like a German city or Dutch city or something. As worse. Asworse.com. I don't know what that is. Watch out. I've never looked it up. So we're going to be covering all of that here. Let me just do this, a mid-air refueling operation. I have hope about InfoWars because I did some hardcore begging the last few weeks. And if people buy the products that you already need that are great, at the rate you've been doing it, we'll stay on air. The problem is if I don't get up there like a baby bird begging all day long and telling you how serious it is, you don't buy the products. So a lot of you buy them because you know they're great products. Others buy it just to support us. Everybody should be buying these products because they're really amazing. And they enrich your life and they empower you. Just like our information's hardcore, the products are hardcore. So here's what we got. We have the new InfoWars MD line. 10 different products, the highest quality, wide-spectrum CBD, so good for headaches, so good for joints, so good for your brain, so good for your heart. No THC in it, folks. Legal everywhere, but it's wide-spectrum, super high quality. Similar versions of this sell for more than twice as much. We're just not gouging you for it. Maybe I should, then I'd have plenty of money, but that's just not how I operate. We're just not going to do that. And so we've got the CBD oil at InfoWarsStore.com, at 25 milligram and 1,000 milligram. We've got the Libido RX that's amazing. We've got the Nitric Boost that you heard Dr. Mikovits talk about. It's such an amazing formula. So good for your heart, so good for your body, so good for clearing out all that garbage and all that stuff that's building up out there. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And then 1776 Testosterone Boost and this little baby right here, Pain MD. Now, both of these are already number one bestsellers by a big national company that we went to start manufacturing our supplements because that's who we were already buying a lot of the raw material from through this other big company that's not as big. And they said, hey, why don't you look at ours? We got a bunch of stuff that's in the top 10 bestsellers. And I said, yeah, what's your very bestsellers? And they gave us, out of their 100-plus products, over 10 of them are in the bestseller list, three of their bestsellers. Pain MD and Testosterone Boost 1776, which is just the name I gave it. It's, you know, they said, you can't use our name. It's sold in stores and at clinics and things. And they said, we recommend you sell these for $100 a piece is what they sell for online. I said, no, how low can I go? They said, we really don't want you to go more than 40% off because you're going to undercut the market, but you can go 40% off. 40% off on these, InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to really supercharge your energy, your stamina, your focus, your libido, the whole enemy operation is about cutting your natural testosterone. 1776 Testosterone Boost is at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours today. And then Pain MD is their number one bestseller nationwide. It's not just their number one bestseller. This is in the top bestsellers, the top two or three, for healing number one in natural pain relief. So Pain MD, InfoWarsStore.com. From InfoWars Platinum, just go to InfoWarsStore.com and search those names. We'll take you right to the pages that have it, and we'll be right back on the other side with your phone call. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last kind you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I just gave the number out, as you know, about 5 minutes ago, and I said, if you specifically have witnessed what we played in that video earlier, people going to Bank of America and not being able to get even any of their money out or part of their money out, and we have the head of the FDIC saying, get ready for bail-ins and not let people have their money, and taking it, not just not letting you have it, having a bank holiday, taking it. That's the EU globalist model. Call in. And I wish nobody would have called in. Guess what I see on the board over there? A whole bunch of callers all saying Bank of America. And I just so happened to have a little bird about a year ago tell me, who has family that works right at the top of Bank of America. And when I say right at the top of Bank of America, they told me about 8 years ago about what had happened previous to that in 2008, that if it turned out their brother had consciously done what he did with the subprime mortgages, he would support him going to jail. Because it turned out that particular person at the top, number two at Bank of America, was under criminal investigation, but nothing ever happened. I talked to this individual recently, and they just said, yeah, word is it's about to go down again, but even bigger. So it's funny I got that information months ago. This is longer than months ago now, maybe 6 months ago. And then now you see Bank of America. I'm not saying there's a run on Bank of America. I'm not saying they're doing bail-ins. I just gave the number out, and I got Bank of America, Bank of America, Bank of America, Bank of America. They're not calling up saying, oh, it's my farming bank, or it's my college bank, it's my local credit union. No, we're not getting that. Of course, it's the big bank. Because that's how they do the test. Or Bank of America doesn't have the money. Or they do. I don't know. But you can't look, if you just had clips of people not being able to get their money out of Bank of America, I would just ask the question. But when you have the FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, up there saying this is gonna happen imminently, then you got to pay attention, okay? So let's start going to these calls, the order they're received here. Wow, this is just Bank of America, Bank of America, Bank of America. Let's go to Dragos in Georgia. Bank of America, missing money in account. Tell us what's happening.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure speaking to you again. Yeah, I'm a general contractor, and I've had about, I went to do a hotel in Austin, Texas, the Hotel Grand Duca, and I look at my account so I can pay my workers. About $4,000 went up missing.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of sketchy, you know. I called in. They put me on hold for about 2 hours. I finally spoke to someone that was ironically stationed in New York. And as of right now, I only had about half of it returned to me.
You know, it's funny you say that, and I'm not going to get into inside baseball. We don't use a huge bank. But 2 weeks ago, the bank we use, we had a discrepancy of $4,000, and they still haven't answered us where it is. It's funny you say $4,000. That's exactly what happened with us. And with our overhead and what comes in, that's not usually a big deal, but it's never happened. And they won't answer us. And that's what they'll do is some actuary number calculation with an algorithm of what they need to be able to make all their payments. So the banks are a Ponzi scheme now. The big ones are, for sure. And a lot of little ones. And so, interesting call. I appreciate your call. That sits in with what people are saying on the street. Let's take another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Florida, Bank of America, missing money again. Matt, tell us what happened.
Yeah, I'm missing money out of a Bank of America account. We called them several times. They kept hanging up on us. We called them again. Finally got back on a fallback list. Unfortunately, there's no branches local to where we live. Also, another topic, same missing bank money, but every time I order from your store, my bank account gets hacked by China. My card number does. I order from your store at least once a month, at least, if not two or three times a month. So I'm just curious if you guys have had issues with that before.
No, we haven't, but I mean, I guess 0.1%, we've seen the numbers everywhere, stuff like that goes on. That's happened with, I had like two or three credit cards. It happens like twice a year. It happens with American Express. Oh, you got to get a new card. It got hacked. It's just everywhere. And that's the point of digital money is it's not safe. Imagine when we're all on one central system, how terrible that's going to be. I appreciate your call. Wow. We'll look into that. But yeah, this is what's going on, folks. It's everywhere. I know every listener that's got credit cards or debit cards or credit cards, they're getting canceled every year, aren't they? In fact, I've had it happen twice with one of my credit cards in just the last year where they go, hey, your card got hacked, we're mailing you a new card. And I barely even use these things, but for like gas or dinner or, you know, the grocery store. And it's just happening everywhere. So, yeah, the whole digital system is a mess. And imagine what it's going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, when they have a staged cyber attack. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to, who's up next here? Raul in Texas on Bank of America as well. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. You changed my life in 2015 when Trump came in. Well, on Friday morning, I woke up and I was overdrafted. And I didn't know what happened, so I went on my app, and I tried to call the bank. They wouldn't answer. And then when I went through the app and I did the Erica on Bank of America, and they told me there was an issue with Zelle and that it was going to be put back into my account. And I mean, fortunately, it wasn't $4,000. It was only like $400. And but they did return it. And same like the last caller, I was trying to order some of your new products because it had been a while, and I couldn't process it. Instead, that you were gonna email the site. They were supposed to email me, and I never got an email so I could log in back into my account. And
well, about a month ago, we did a huge security update and changed the companies and put in a whole new super modern software system. And so there was a big hiccup there where people couldn't order, but the security's never been breached. That's why when you try to go to the site, it wants you to answer these questions. It'll say, you know, tell us what the sailboats are. And it'll be like sailboats versus regular boats. And you got to, I forget what you call those things, but you got to then click on the type of thing it is. And then, you know, even get through to the site. So we've had big security companies come in, look at it all. That's part of having a big online shopping cart is every year you have those reviews. We just passed one of those security reviews a couple months ago because we had this new system put in. But there was a hiccup when we transferred the system over, so I'm sorry you're unable to order. I would tell you go back to InfoWarsStore.com. But I'll be honest, nothing online is safe anymore. Everything has a low probability of problems. But then, you know, the companies, if anything happened, would obviously fix it or refund it or find it. But it's everywhere. I mean, that's what I told my wife. In fact, yesterday I'm like, we gotta figure out a cash. What are we gonna do? Like nothing works. I mean, it's constant with my own credit cards or debit cards or bills I'm paying, like for phones or gas or electric. And I've got my wife watching it all the time because we're on an even bigger budget right now in bankruptcy. And it's like, what's this cell phone bill? And then she'll spend half a day and they go, oh, sorry, that extra $500 charge, that's an accident. We'll take that off. They're looking for people, particularly old people, that don't know what they're doing, and will just leave those charges on. These companies are desperate because stuff is melting down. Okay, very interesting call. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to break, and we're going to come back with more Bank of America calls here, and then I'm going to go to all the others. So, Raul, thank you so much. We're going to go to Presley. We're going to go to Jody. We're going to go to Alan. We're going to go to Gianni. And Andrew on the other side with what's happening with the banks. But it's all over the place. The phones are loaded up with this stuff. And it's this whole digital system's a mess because they're planning to bring it down in the near future, in my view, and bring out their new one global system as the answer. They've said that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Taking your phone calls about bail-ins. The FDIC saying they're getting ready to tell the public they're going to start grabbing money out of your bank account and just keeping it, like they did in areas of Europe in 2013. But there's an ongoing meme online that's big. Not that Alex Jones is right or Alex Jones is always right or Alex is right. That's bigger. But the big debate is, who's more accurate in the tip jar, Alex Jones or The Simpsons? And I got to tell you, it's uncanny what The Simpsons has predicted and how it lays out how stuff really works. Here's a clip from a Simpsons episode. We're right now trying to find out the date of it. Here it is predicting what's happening now.
What do you mean the bank is out of money?
Insolvent? You only have enough cash for the next 3 customers?
Just a second here. No, I don't have your money here. It's in Bill's house and Fred's house.
Hey, what the hell are you doing with my money in your house, Fred? Oh.
Well, that looks like a really old Simpson right there. But that's not really much of a prediction. That's not predicting bail-ins. Because Jimmy Stewart's It's a Wonderful Life came out in the 40s or early 50s, and it was all about bank runs that happened in the 20s during the Depression, early 1930s. The point is, we are at that point. And our cell phones and the GPS satellites and everything that makes our society run Klaus Schwab says is about to be attacked, and the crisis is going to be far worse than what you saw with COVID. And I agree with that statement, but they're the ones, from my research, that will be behind it or allowing it to happen. Jody in Michigan, you're having missing money at a bank issue. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, I ordered from the store, and like a week later, actually the same week, but it went for a whole week, somebody in California used my card to ride buses, and they kept it under $100. It's not really relevant to your Bank of America, but I heard the other customer say about, him right after he made an order. But it's not about that. I'm a DNA Force user. I'm a Bodies user. I'm a fish oil person. I'm a krill oil person. I take it all, Alex. You're off the hook. God bless you.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. No, I get it. I tell the listeners calling about banking issues, and it's kind of the minority of people that have had an issue are going to call in. I appreciate it. But did you have anything else about banks you wanted to talk about?
Well, and their response is, it's probably going to take 90 days before we get your $1,300 back. That's how much they used in a week. They took the card right down to nothing. And this isn't the first time. This is the only card that has a problem. They mailed me a card once, and before I even got the card, it was hacked.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere, brother. I absolutely hear you. It happens to me on a routine basis, just anywhere. And that's why I've got to watch everything we buy, everything we do, because the whole credit card system is fried, and it's just the nature of the beast. I appreciate your call. All right. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment. But since the crew gave me this article, I'd forgotten about this. Since we're talking about Bank of America, calls for Bank of America boycott grow after data given to the FBI. Customers are calling for a boycott of Bank of America after a report that the bank handed over the account information of hundreds of innocent people in connection with the January 6th deadly Capitol riot. And remember, the big airlines did that too. People who were just visiting D.C. on business were visited by the FBI, harassed. At the request of the FBI, the country's second largest bank allegedly snooped through information of anyone without a warrant making certain purchases in and around Washington before and after the riots and handed over the information of 211 people, according to Fox News' Tucker Carlson. Only one of those 211 people was brought in for questioning, and none of them were arrested, according to Fox's report. Federal investigators reportedly asked Bank of America for information on customers who made debit or credit card purchases in D.C., reserved hotels or Airbnbs in and around the Capitol, patronized weapons stores, and made airline reservations within the time frame surrounding the attacks. And that's all the big social credit score system, ladies and gentlemen. And it happens over and over and over and over again. This is just a small window into what will happen if they get their pure cashless society. As I said earlier, how on earth are we going to operate as a society when everything is 100% digital and it's designed to make it to where the average person cannot be successful in life? That is the whole nature of this new world order. And I played this clip earlier, but I'm going to play it again because it's so chilling. WEF on making genetic testing a requirement to preclude people from gaining employment or those being eligible for insurance. We have international and national laws where you're not supposed to know somebody's medical records, and here's the WEF and all of them wanting your records to be public. That's what the vaccine database is about, is letting your medical records be known by all these companies, organizations. If you think the data breaches and the data hacks and the crises and all of this insanity going on are bad now, imagine what it's going to do to confidence and the economy going forward. Here's the clip.
But once you can probabilistically and through modeling be able to much better see what's going to happen. Take, for example, the fact that we already can start to see signs of Alzheimer's many, many decades potentially before a person starts to manifest the condition. Do they want to know? And if they don't want to know, should other people have the ability to know? Should an insurance company be able to make choices about whether to cover them? Should an employer have access to that information to make decisions about whether or not they are somebody that they auto-employ?
Now, the next thing I want to go to is talking about internet censorship, and then we'll continue your calls, and a guest is coming up. And the guest is coming up very, very soon, talking about debanking, talking about harassment, talking about being arrested and indicted for supporting the trucker protest, and to look at the martial law model of Canada that is the martial law model here. We've got this Army veteran of Canada joining us coming up. And I want to play a few minutes of this because Ezra Levant and his other reporter did a great job confronting very peacefully, very politely, but very firmly Albert Bourla of Pfizer, the CEO, and now it's admitted that Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, they've all taken this video down. But thanks to Twitter, it's still up. Here's a few minutes of it.
Mr. Bourla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission. But why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a little bit of red.
Thank you. Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions?
No apology, sir. Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of?
How much money have you personally made off the vaccine?
How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings? Nothing?
Who did you meet with here in secret? Will you disclose who you met with? Who did you pay commissions to? In the past, Pfizer has paid $2.3 billion in fines for deceptive marketing. Have you engaged in that same conduct again? Are you under investigation like you were before for your deceptive marketing, sir?
If any other product in the world doesn't work as promised, you get a refund. Should you not refund to countries that laid out billions for your ineffective vaccine?
Are you used to only sympathetic media, so you don't know how to answer any questions?
Is that it? Shame on you, sir.
Shame on you. That's Albert Bourla, the boss of Pfizer. His people were pushing us around a little bit.
Right, he's pretty fit. I don't reckon he's had one jab.
I'm huffing and puffing a bit. At least I didn't have any myocarditis.
I dare say he's shocked that in his safe space at the WEF...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.